From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
As a Christian, this person who wrote into us would like to know, how should Christians respond and celebrate a wedding between two unbelievers, especially if those unbelievers are family members, such as, you know, your own children? So should we follow our conscience when it comes to, you know, these non-Christian weddings? Is it okay to feel sad for these people or the family members who aren't believers and still be able to, with a clear conscience, to celebrate a marriage taking place and be happy for them in some respect or another?
Yeah, the Bible doesn't indicate that marriage is only real in the case of Christians. Mm-hmm. So marriages are real. It's something God himself instituted at when he created man and woman. So it's something that applies to humanity. It's not just to Christians. For example, when our Lord met the woman at the well, he acknowledged she had had five husbands, and the man she was with at the time wasn't her husband. So he acknowledged the reality of those marriages, even though the woman at that point was not a believer. So 1 Corinthians 7, you have people who at one point were lost, married to a fellow unbeliever. Now they're saved and they're married to an unbeliever. Those marriages didn't go out of existence just because that person was saved.
True.
And so those marriages are still realities. So how do I think about it? Well, I love my children, whether they're saved or lost. Obviously, the first place where I want to practice evangelism is with my own family. And so I should always, for their lifetimes, be praying for and working for their salvation, sharing the gospel, being a witness to them, loving them in ways that speak to them of Christ. If I had a child who claimed to be a believer and was wanting to marry an unbeliever, that would be a different situation. Now they're claiming to be a believer, violating scripture. I would not be a part of that wedding. I could not be a part of that wedding. But if I have a child, son or daughter, who's not a believer, they know it, I know it, and they're marrying an unbeliever, I would be present at their wedding. I would rejoice with them to the degree that I could rejoice over just God's common grace, right? I mean, marriage is a good thing.
That's true.
Love is a good thing. So I can rejoice over that with the sadness in my heart, not so much about the wedding itself, but about the fact that they still are without the Lord. That would be my sadness. You know, the fact they got married is not the primary thing. It's that they still are without Christ. And now they're marrying someone who's without Christ. But at the same time, I would anticipate that I would have a sense of hopefulness, because now I have an opportunity to be a witness, not just to them, but to the person they've married. And I know that marriage is going to bring with it its own set of challenges, which might well open the door for the gospel down the road as well. People begin to care about things. You know, they have children, and they begin to care about things they never cared about
that's
before.
That's interesting,
And they get married, and they begin to care about things they never cared about before. So I'm not saying you encourage your unbelieving children to go get married because there's another opportunity for the gospel. But if it happens, then I want to think that way about it. Here's another opportunity for the gospel. So that's how I would think my way through it.
What if you have a scenario where you've got a Christian family and one of their children has decided to live a homosexual lifestyle, and then they want to get married and do get married? There's a lot of issues involved in that. How do you deal with that situation?
Yeah, I could not be a part of that. Couldn't attend it. Couldn't in any way affirm it. Now we're talking about something different. Now we're talking about something expressly forbidden by the Word of God in the case of homosexuality, and affirming that through the marriage ceremony. So you're not just affirming a lie about marriage, but you're also at the same time affirming a lifestyle that is sinful and destructive and unnatural. And so I can't be a part of that. In addition, I can't be a part of that because it is a distortion of marriage itself. The Bible's clear what marriage is. Genesis chapter 2 is one man with one woman for life. That is marriage. A man and a woman. One man, one woman. That's marriage. So I don't want to be a part of something that distorts marriage. Legally, lawfully, in this country, you can have a same-sex marriage. But biblically, there is no such thing. So our legal system may acknowledge something that God never acknowledges. And that's one of them. And because God doesn't acknowledge it, I'm not going to acknowledge it as something that is to be affirmed. Mm. I can acknowledge it from a legal standpoint in our country. I'm not going to tell two homosexuals who got married that they're not married according to the laws of our state or laws of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can say to them is, in the eyes of God, you're not married.
Mm-hmm.
No marriage exists. And your need is for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But to say that in as winsome and loving a way as I can, but that's the truth that has to be delivered.
Yeah, you don't stop loving them in those instances, but you cannot participate in a wedding like that.
In fact, you love them by your refusal to participate, which is a strange thought to me in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
But you're actually loving them by not affirming what's going to destroy them.
Yeah. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener-supported, so if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.